This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when finally everyone who has been waiting to hear from President Biden has basically now heard from President Biden on the question of mysterious balloons and other unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, that were shot down by the U.S. at, by the way, considerable expense, because using a Sidewinder missile and even having one object that dodged the missile initially, or at least the first shot didn't hit the target. It took two targets to bring down. That was one of the three missiles that the president has indicated were actually squandered on basically harmless phenomena that did not jeopardize the national security of the United States. What is going on here? We will get to that. We will also be talking a little bit with analysis of the meaning of meatball. Yeah, because apparently President Trump is all set to use a more permanent nickname for Ron DeSantis. It's no longer Ron DeSanctimonious. And part of the reason for that, I think, is many people don't know what sanctimonious really means. And does it apply to Governor of Florida? No, not really. But okay, so we're done with Ron DeSanctimonious. We're now getting into Meatball Ron. We'll talk to Matt Lewis of Daily Beast, who's tried to analyze what exactly that means and whether it will work. We'll also be speaking a little bit about the legal impact of the Georgia grand jury. President Trump has posted on his social media account, Truth Media, what is called a truth. It's not a tweet, it's a truth. And the truth from the real Donald Trump says the long-awaited important sections of the Georgia report, which do not even mention President Trump's name, have nothing to do with the president because President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. Yes, that's what President Trump says, speaking about himself in third person. The president participated in two perfect phone calls. Only two? Regarding election integrity in Georgia. Do you remember when he said the phone call which led to his first impeachment of the two impeachments he suffered during his presidency? That was also a perfect phone call with whom? With Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. Remember where he wanted a little help and finding some dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter? The president participated in two perfect phone calls regarding election integrity in Georgia, says the president, which he is entitled to do. In fact, as president, it was President Trump's constitutional duty to ensure election safety, security, and integrity. Yeah, but the questionable phone call was after the election. And it was after the election took place. And basically, you're not the one who's supposed to be empowered counting the votes when your name is on the ballot, which it was. We will get to the legal ramifications there with John Yu of University of California Law School, one of the great conservative legal scholars in this country. And meanwhile, in terms of alternatives for President Trump and certainly President Biden, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is embarking on what's being described as a Faith in America listening tour. This amid increased speculation that the rising star in the GOP is moving towards launching a 2024 presidential campaign. Do you remember how it is that Tim Scott of South Carolina came to the U.S. Senate originally? He was appointed. He was filling a vacant seat in the Senate from South Carolina. He was appointed by Nikki Haley. And they may be end up as bitter rivals because both of them would very much depend upon a strong performance in the South Carolina primary, which is going to be the third primary, the third presidential contest, the first for the Democrats, the third for the Republicans. Meanwhile, there is President Biden. For people who were hoping that Biden would show up, would sound solid, decisive, well-informed, up to the job regarding the mysterious goings-on with various balloons and other aircraft, unidentified aircraft, that floating over the United States territory, it wasn't that. The president seemed uncertain. Befuddled is the word that comes to mind for me. And it's part, says Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, of a bigger problem with Joe Biden. Here was what the president sounded like when he was describing what they're doing to try to find out what those aerial phenomena were that they actually shot down, because they don't know. This is the president.
Our military and the Canadian military are seeking to recover the debris so we can learn more about these three objects. Our intelligence community is still assessing all three incidences. They're reporting to me daily and will continue their urgent efforts to do so, and I will communicate that to the Congress. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
Okay, again, to shoot them down without anybody saying, well, this was our object, or actually asking some of the suspects you would think might be engaged in scientific research. And what's particularly peculiar is that no one has come forward to say, hey, that was our balloon that you shot down. There was no reason to shoot it down. In other words, if this were so innocent, wouldn't it be a pretty big lawsuit against the government of the United States for shooting down your innocent unidentified object at what kind of height? They were flying not as high, and that's one of the reasons they claimed that they shot them down, was because they would have interfered with civilian aircraft. And all of this is a bit of a mess, and President Biden didn't help the process by getting a snippy with a reporter, I don't know which reporter it was, who asked whether or not we overreacted by shooting down weather balloons, and whether or not the Biden family business interests actually had some relationship to our problems with China. So how did President Biden respond to that? It's a very real problem. As Daniel Henninger points out, he says the balloon UFO invasion proves the U.S. security dike is breaking. We aren't being attacked by an unknown from outer space. We're under pressure from the known knowns of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Americans will have to learn to live with the Biden silence because help can't arrive for 2 years. We'll get to what Biden said about the uncomfortable questions coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
scholarship kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school. In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There is just one reality left. We are here and it is now. You get hold of that and hang on to it, you might as well be dead.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, they have just raised the estimate of the death toll in Turkey to 42,000. 42,000 people at least, and more to come, because they expect that at this late date, after the earthquake, the chances of finding additional survivors is very slight. But 42,000 is an amazing number. And meanwhile, we're worried about mysterious balloons, some of them that are 200 feet tall. That's what they're saying now, is the actual balloon part of the first balloon that we shot down, the one that was shot down off the coast of Carolina. That was 200 feet of balloon above the payload, and they've gotten a great deal of debris from that, and maybe they can even find out part of what the Chinese are doing. But the other three balloons that we shot down, apparently not associated with China, and that's what the president said today. And then he got snippy with a reporter who was asking him some questionable questions, that questions that were very uncomfortable for President Biden. And what was fascinating to watch, and looking at it live, I'm here in Los Angeles today, by the way, because I have a lecture tonight, and I was taking some of that civilian aircraft that was protected by our shooting down these unknown objects that, at least according to the Biden administration, were imperiling civilian aircraft because they were more at the 20,000, 30,000 foot level. In any event, when watching President Biden, he had completed his statement, and it was a fairly feeble performance, but he clearly had been instructed by his staff to walk off, to not take any questions. They didn't want him to take any questions. And he just listened to all the questions being shouted at him, and he looked over people, and then he was about to try to answer them. But then this happened. This is clip 14C.
Mr. President, there has been criticism that this was an overreaction that was done because of political pressure.
You come to my office and ask the question. We have more polite people.
Mr. President, why have you chosen Poland for your trip to mark anniversary of the war? And what's your message? What?
Okay, part of what the question that he said, give me a break, man, was a reporter, unidentified, asking him about his family's business relationships with China and whether that had some impact on his actions, and then asking him the big question that everybody is sort of asking is, why did it take so long with this dramatic stuff happening for the president to address the public and to say, look, we're in charge, we're on top of this, there is nothing to worry about, we are not being invaded, this is not the day the earth stood still, these aren't alien craft, it was the day the White House stood still and refused to deal effectively with what was being thrown at the president in terms of developments. Daniel Henninger writes, a half a week after the U.S. government used fighter jets firing Sidewinder missiles to shoot down three objects over North America, an event with no precedent, and more than a week after the destruction of a large Chinese spy balloon, it's obvious the Biden White House isn't going to tell the American people what this is all about. They still haven't, despite this much heralded talk today. There was a time when silence like this from government on national security-related events was accepted as routine, writes Henninger. We are past that. Someone better level soon about these shoot-downs, because at the moment, silent Joe Biden is melting down the government's credibility with the American people to about zero, and that's dangerous. Other than keep Americans safe, as Mr. Kirby said Tuesday, what exactly is our national security goal now? Amid active threats from Xi Jinping's China, Vladimir Putin's Russia, and the mullahs nuclearizing Iran, is it containment? Is it accommodation? Can't we all just get along? The president won't say. On Monday, the White House National Security Office announced a new airborne objects study group. Well, that should make us all feel better. that comprises the Pentagon, Federal Aviation Administration, which reports to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Oh, he'll take care of everything. He's currently foxholing from the Ohio rail disaster and Homeland Security Department run by Alejandro Mayorkas. That's who this new study group is supposed to report to, the least credible official in the executive branch. There's also a new breaking news, another train wreck. Emergency crews were on the scene of a freight train derailment Thursday, today, near Detroit, that sent numerous train cars off the tracks, officials said. Around 30 train cars went off the tracks and led to a road being closed Thursday morning. When the derailment happened in Van Buren Township, the local public safety department said on Facebook, there are no reports of injuries and no hazardous materials, thank God, were aboard the overturned portion of the train, according to the department. There is no evidence of exposed hazardous materials. There are also no reported injuries, the Facebook post says. How common are train derailments? Over 1,000 occur every year. That, according to the Sacramento Bee. Who knew? 1,000 train derailments every year? I mean, I do remember some of the bigger ones. There was a, near Philadelphia, there was a speeding train car that was coming too fast into a curve and it went off the tracks. But for goodness sake, I mean, with this extremely 19th century technology, you would think that it could at least have the virtue of being reliably safe. Speaking of reliably safe, there was a Senator Murphy said that actually part of what is going on with people demanding a more straight answer from Biden on China is that people in Congress are rooting for war with China. This is Senator Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. We will get to him, but we also are covering the meaning of a meatball Ron with Matt Lewis of Daily Beast coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is justifying the shootdown of three aerial objects over the U.S.
As the events of the previous days have shown, we'll always act to protect the interests of the American people and the security of the American people.
In his first comment since the objects were detected, he added there's no evidence they were related to the Chinese. The man who shot and killed three students and injured five others at Michigan State University this week was armed with two guns and several magazines of ammunition. Investigators also found a note where the man said he was going to shoot up MSU and made other threats, including one against a previous employer. Get ready to pay more to satisfy your sweet tooth. That's because Nestle is set to raise prices again this year. It didn't meet profit forecasts last year. That was due to ingredients costing more. Dave Collins, USA News.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Michael Medved Show, one of the big questions before the Republic is, given the fact that there's only one announced candidate right now against President Trump for the Republican nomination, and that candidate is Nikki Haley, why has she not gotten a nickname yet? I mean, Ron DeSantis has not even announced his candidacy. It looks almost certain that he will sometime, probably in May or something like that, after the legislature is over in Florida. But he already has two nicknames from President Trump, Ron DeSanctimonious, which appears not to have stuck, and Meatball Don, Ron, pardon me, Meatball Ron, which seems to have much more promising prospects. At least so believes Matt Lewis, who is the senior political correspondent and columnist at the Daily Beast. He's the author of the book Too Dumb to Fail. And one of his recent pieces in Daily Beast is the real reason Trump is calling DeSantis Meatball Ron. Okay, the basic case you make is this is the essence of Trump's political success. We all remember Crooked Hillary and Sleepy Joe and Low Energy Jeb. Why is this such an essential part of the Trump armament for doing political battle?
Yeah, I mean, my theory is that it's an essential first step. Anytime Donald Trump has successfully taken down somebody, Crooked Hillary, Lion Ted, it starts with the nickname. I think he captures their essence, and I think he really has a knack for distilling the negative qualities about somebody in a very pithy way that will resonate, and it really works. I think it's very dangerous. And the other thing that's interesting about it, Michael, is that he plays around and toys with it until he usually gets it right. This is something that he focus groups. When Donald Trump is out at a rally, he'll focus group, he'll throw out different names, And I think that's what's happening with Ron DeSantis, that he tried the Ron DeSanctimonious name, and it didn't really work. He kind of toyed with it. He tweaked it. It didn't work. Now he's moving on to Meatball Ron. And I don't know if this one will work or not, but I do believe that the nickname thing in general, as childish as it may be, I believe it is highly effective for Trump.
Okay, my immediate reaction when I heard Meatball Ron, and I'm sensitive because we have members of our family who are Italian American, and with very obvious Italian American names, and of course, Ron DeSantis, all eight of his great grandparents, as you point out in your piece, are immigrants from Italy. And so is this a slur against the, what is it they say, 25 million Americans who are Italian Americans?
I think that's part of it. I mean, Donald Trump is someone who came up, you know, in sort of, you know, outer boroughs of New York at a time when the sort of ethnic slurs, I think, were pretty common. I don't think it's beneath Donald Trump to traffic in ethnic stereotypes. I mean, for me, you know, being a person of a certain age, the first thing I thought of was Rocky III, you know, when Hulk Hogan says it's the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball. That's what made me think that it might be a slur because, you know, Sylvester Stallone in that movie was, 180 pounds or something. He was in great shape. He wasn't fat. So what could it be? What could be the reason he was calling him that name?
And now I just think as a Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball. That's one of the great commercials of all time. And in terms of this raises another question, given the prominence of nicknames, and you note many of them, I mean, Sleepy Joe has really resonated with people. Low Energy Jeb, which I know that Governor Bush hated, and it's just not fair if you actually look at his very energetic announcement address. And then there was that moment of please clap, which was the opposite. And Lil Marco, I mean, Marco Rubio's not a midget of any kind. He's not as tall as Trump. But why has no one come back with a nickname? The only one I can think of is, I believe Joe Scarborough calls President Trump Don the Con. Can you think of any other nicknames to which he has been subjected?
That's a great point, Michael. I've never really thought of this. You know, other people have tried to take on Donald Trump, and it hasn't really worked. They've tried to hit him. And obviously, Donald Trump is able to be hypocritical in a way that really no one else is. I mean, Trump can accuse you of something that he himself is guilty of and get away with it. I mean, the fact that he sort of, you know, the New York Times, by the way, they believe that Meatball has to do with DeSantis's appearance. I don't know if, you know, they somehow missed the Italian, you know, racial sort of slur, but Donald Trump is, you know, very out of shape. This is a man who should not be accusing anyone.
What? He's the most magnificent physical specimen ever. It was in his records. Remember the Yankees were trying to sign him?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that story?
I hear he's great at golf, he's great at bowling, but Trump can accuse other people, but that's a great point. I've never heard of a nickname that really stuck to him, a pejorative nickname, and so maybe it's time that there is one.
Especially with things intensifying in Georgia. By the way, do you think, generally, Matt, and this goes to your writing about Trump so insightfully on this matter, do you think generally that all of the legal cases against him and the intensifying cases in Georgia and regarding his business and regarding the special prosecutor, does that increase sympathy and support for the former president?
That's a good question. I think that the one, I think, test case we really have is Mar-a-Lago. I think after the raid of Mar-a-Lago, there was a rally around the flag effect that for a few weeks, I think it helped Donald Trump, and Republicans kind of came home to him. But I think it subsided, and people sort of eventually, I think it turned and became a negative, and it was like, here we go again. This guy just keeps causing us trouble. And so I imagine if there was something, if his legal troubles were to become, you know, more intense, the first response would be to help Trump, that it would help Trump, and then I think eventually it would turn.
And your guess, and I know you must be tired of asking this, is that will Trump, yes or no, be the Republican nominee?
I think it's like saying, will the Kansas City Chiefs be in the Super Bowl next year? They have a better chance than anybody else, but the odds are still, you know, maybe 40% or something like that. Donald Trump has 35% of the Republican base that love him. You can win with 35% in a plurality if it's a big field. I think that's the question. How big is the Republican field? If it's more than five people, I think Trump is your nominee.
Wow. So let's keep that number five involved. Two of them from South Carolina who may knock each other out in the South Carolina primary. That with Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. Matt Lewis's pieces are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, this is clip number 9. I think it's striking when you have a Democratic senator from Connecticut, in this case, Senator Murphy, who says there are some of his fellow members of Congress who actually want to see war with China. War with China? China's a nuclear power. It is a major naval power. And yes, the United States probably outmatches China in terms of equipment, but they have a huge source of manpower, even though their population growth has ended, and apparently appears that it is now falling. And Nick Eberstadt says that's a product of their one-child policy and its long-term impact. In any event, here is Senator Murphy making his accusation about some of his Republican colleagues. Listen.
A Republican colleague in the Senate, Josh Hawley, said the U.S. should be more forceful right now, given all of this and its relationship with China. And he talked about and suggested sanctions. And I wonder if you agree with them.
I worry that there are some members of Congress who are rooting for a conflict and war with China. We've always had hawks and warmongers in Washington that think the United States is better off if we're perpetually in conflict. Obviously, what happened is absolutely unacceptable, and there were repercussions. The visit by Secretary of State Blinken was canceled. But I also want to make sure that we don't sort of slip into conflict with China, a country with which we have $6 trillion worth of trade every year. So we need to continue to pursue a policy in which we are competing with China as an adversary. But we aren't making mistakes just because something that shows up in the headlines. Mm-hmm. We have to have a thoughtful policy of managed competition with China. I think China is very embarrassed by this incident. I think there's evidence to suggest that it may not have been intentional, at least initially. And let's judge China by its actions as to how they move forward from this incident.
The whole problem with what he is saying is when he is saying that what people who could be defined as hawks, people who believe in a very strong U.S. defense posture, saying that they want us to be in perpetual conflict. They don't. There is a belief, and I think it's actually proven by history, that you can achieve peace through strength. The new book by Robert Kagan about the ghost at the banquet, which is about the danger of America withdrawing and undermining its military might in the period preceding World War II, which encouraged people in Japan and in Germany. Remember, Germany declared war on us because there was a sense that America was so averse to building and using military power that it was a pushover country. And the idea that the way to deal with the Chinese is to assume the best about any mistake that they would make. In other words, if they really are embarrassed by this, as Senator Murphy suggests, oh, they could say so. And re-invite Secretary Blinken, which might be a positive thing. But they haven't done anything like that. This was a Code Pink protester, this is clip 11, who interrupted Senator Josh Hawley, who was speaking on foreign policy and China at the Heritage Foundation. She had a sign with her that said, "People and planet, not war and aggression." Of course, accusing not China, but the United States of aggression. Listen.
And what do our leadership...
We have the largest military in the world. We spend over $1 trillion every year. And the state, your state of Missouri, is over half of people are in poverty. China is not our enemy. The climate crisis is. We need to be serious about the climate crisis. That's the diplomacy in Ukraine.
It's interesting. This administration wants to use the climate crisis as a justification for its agenda in Ukraine and elsewhere. Maybe they ought to visit with that guy.
That's Senator Hawley. Remember, he was considered a presidential possibility, but part of that footage of him raising his fist in solidarity with the January 6th protesters at the same time that he was running away from them, and I mean really running, because he, like his other colleagues in Congress, did not want to have physical damage done to him. That was not an indication of one of his greatest moments. Coming up, we're going to be talking with John Yoo about some of the legal ramifications of the balloon and the balloon crisis, about Mike Pence fighting a subpoena and the reports from the Georgia grand jury. There is also Pence indicating that he will fight the DOJ subpoena. And what does this have to do with? It has to do with the special prosecutor who's been charged with finding out about the depth and the destructiveness of Trump's role or potential role in the January 6th attack on our Capitol building and our institutions. This was Vice President Pence.
My fight is on the separation of powers. My fight against the DOJ subpoena, very simply, is on defending the prerogatives that I had as president of the Senate to preside over the joint session of Congress on January 6th. For me, this is a moment where you have to decide where you stand. And I stand on the Constitution of the United States.
And that's usually a very strong ground on which to stand. And there is so much that is fluid that is going on politically, and that involves very deep issues that are actually being treated, like Trump nicknames. The idea of that spicy meatball nickname that he has put forward. And there is actually a sense of drift which is profound and going on with the Biden administration. And that is only something that is deeply obvious through the balloon situation, but it goes beyond that. Carl Rove today, in his column, writes about whether it was lack of viewership, the speech, or the guy giving the speech, meaning the State of the Union, polling shows the State of the Union didn't change the president's standing with the public. A Morning Consult poll after his remarks found that 46% of respondents didn't think Mr. Biden had kept his campaign promises, while 39% said he had. That's unchanged from the start of February. The president recently has received some good news, including slowing inflation and a robust, perhaps too strong, January jobs report. But none of that has propelled his approval rating above 50%. And the markets had a terrible day today. Ironically, the closer the next election comes, the worse things are likely to get for Mr. Biden. With each passing day, writes Karl Rove, he gets a little older, and voters' focus gravitates to his age. That Mr. Biden would be 82 in 2024 and looking to serve until he's 86 already causes many voters concern. Democratic strategist James Carville openly worries about the age issue, which he said in a recent podcast appearance is going to be key. In the same interview, he asked his fellow Democrats, could we please find somebody under 75 to be our president just for the fun of it? Well, Nikki Haley's under 75, but she is attacked by a commentator on CNN, it's actually Don Lemon, because she is over the hill herself and calling for 10 term limits and competency tests for aging politicians. We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.